Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Day 180 served up by Wendy's. You hear the music, that means it's time. Austin Price of VolQuest.com with us. He's presented by Junk Be Gone. Whether it's a home clean out or a complete remodel, Junk Be Gone has the answer. 615-398-2899. That's 398-BUZZ, or go to junkbegonenashville.com. We get the buzz out of Knoxville right now. What's up, Austin?
I just get excited every time the glass breaks.
Same here. I like the old Stone Cold music, too. I'm glad he's not using the remix.
So, Austin, when do you think Tennessee's going to learn about D'Angelo Gibbs and Aubrey Solomon on their defense and whether or not they're going to be eligible this year?
That's a great question. I mean, it's a question we get all the time on the general's quarters on VolQuest. It's a question you hear on radio in Knoxville. Obviously, you guys here in Nashville. And really, there's really no perfect way to know. I mean, you know, there's no rhyme or reason for the decisions the NCAA makes. I mean, you got a kid who's got a sick parent and, you know, ends up living 4 miles past the line. He's denied, you know, was quarterback at Georgia, doesn't like the depth chart at Georgia, wants to go to Ohio State, he's eligible. Quarterback at Ohio State doesn't like the depth chart because the guy from Georgia came there, he goes to Miami, he's eligible. You just don't know. And again, I think I said this last week, or earlier this week, I think when you'll know is when one of those kids tweets out the decision, because I think that's what will happen. I mean, I think as soon as Tennessee knows and that kid knows, they're going to take to Twitter with it pretty quick. And I continue to be told that the case for Aubrey Solomon seems to be much stronger, just based off some things going on with him, than maybe D'Angelo Gibbs' case. But again, there's no rhyme or reason to some of the decisions the NCAA makes. So whatever you think they're going to do, probably be the opposite.
Austin, take us through a little bit how. And I know you can probably speak a little bit for Rivals, but really just recruiting services in general. How they look into and rate JUCO prospects. Because as of right now, Tennessee has the number one and number two consensus JUCO prospects committed for next year. But I noticed Art Green wasn't really even rated until he committed to Tennessee. But I know some of that has to do with a lack of film and how you evaluate JUCO prospects. Take us through that process a little bit and how people started to find out about Art Green specifically.
Well, Art Green's a young man, signed with Arkansas State, coming out of high school, ended up having to go JUCO. But since then, he's a young man that's put on about 20 pounds, has gotten about an inch and a half taller, and, you know, has really kind of developed and continues to see more and more traction. And you see that. I mean, you know, any big-time program at the Power 5 level, you know, if they need some immediate help, you know, in the secondary and or some padding of their just their overall depth, they're going to look in the JUCO route because that, you know, normally that kid's more prepared to play. He's older, he's more mature, he understands and grasps things better than an 18-year-old does. And because, I mean, really, from 1 year to the next can make a huge difference in the maturing process. He's someone Tennessee fell in love with his measurables. They like his tape, and, you know, good that they got him in. You know, if you're Jeremy Pruitt, you feel pretty good that you got him in early, Chad, because, you know, Florida, some of the other schools in this conference have really been hitting him up lately. And you would rather play defense with a kid like Art Green than be trying to play offense, trying to catch somebody else. And right now, Tennessee is, I think, done a really good job with him. And then, of course, they have the natural ties with Jordan Davis. I think Tennessee would love to go the JUCO route with a wide receiver as well, one that can run. And so there's a couple of guys out there that I think Tennessee has got some interest in. But ultimately, they're looking for guys that can really stretch the field at the wide receiver spot.
Austin Price with us, VolQuest.com. He's presented by JunkBeGoneNashville.com. Austin, are you buying all of the positivity and the talk about Jarrett Garantano this offseason? I know the media's access to practice is limited, but everyone seems to be saying the people they talk with are very high on him and the work he's made and the progress he's made this offseason.
Well, you know, I think so, Jonathan. Just based off the fact he's older, he's more mature, and he's got a clear leader. Not that Tyson Helton was a bad leader, but Jim Chaney, his voice just carries such significance. And so when he talks, when he's working with a guy, I think that the buy-in and just the confidence that Jarrett Garantano has working with Jim Chaney, to me, you just can't talk about it enough. I mean, you see what he's done every step of the way, and two guys in particular, you know, Jonathan Crompton, what he helped do with him with Lane Kiffin from 2008 and that train wreck that was the game at Auburn when, you know, he walked off the field to a course of booze right in front of Peyton Manning to who he was in 2009. And then Nathan Peterman, what he did with him going from Tennessee to Pittsburgh, I thought are two of the best, you know, kind of descriptions of what Jim Chaney can do for a player. And the way he coaches, I mean, he's stern, but he loves them up. And so I'm a huge, huge believer that Jim Chaney can really kind of tighten the things up around Jarrett Garantano. Garantano did some solid things a year ago, but can he improve? Sure he can, and I think that he's poised potentially to have a really kind of a breakout year with a healthy group of wide receivers, with I think what will be a better offensive line. Are they going to be perfect? No, but I do think that they're going to be better than they were a year ago. I think all that kind of translates into Jarrett Garantano being much better in 2019 than he was in 2018.
One basketball question for you, Austin. Tennessee gets a 7'1" transfer from Arizona State, Uroš Plavšić. Is he a guy that can help this team immediately? And I asked you about the waiver for the football players. What are the odds that he gets eligible for this upcoming season for Tennessee?
Well, Rob Lewis and I just talked about this on the VolQuest podcast, Chad, and much like Aubrey Solomon, a lot of people, including people down in Hamilton Heights and Chattanooga, and then, you know, a lot of people around Ugos believe that he does have a really solid case to be eligible right away. Again, there's no rhyme or reason for a lot of the decisions, so it's only you have to kind of take that wait-and-see approach. But, you know, he does provide a skilled big man who I think can really kind of transform the post for Tennessee. All of a sudden, you had a seven-footer in there that, you know, can do certain things in the post that maybe Kyle Alexander couldn't do. I think it changes how your offense flows, and it definitely gives you an added depth in the post that you did not have a year ago past Kyle.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com with the VolQuest Report. Austin, thank you. Enjoy the holiday weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.